Jason Cans, good morning. Welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
One of our listeners, I think, recently here, even during October Connect Month, Donna, I think, had said, maybe in a birthday post to you, saying it is often the best 5 minutes of the day. So that was encouraging.
It is. It is. You know, certainly it's a highlight of my day to be able to talk with you in the morning.
Huh. Yeah, we kind of stumbled on that name, you know. It was just kind of, it just kind of arose, so.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to go back and kind of look at how things have morphed or changed over time as we've done this show.
You know, we've done so many, we heard from Linda in Chippewa Falls yesterday, and she said, I was wondering what version of the Bible you read from, because she was commenting particularly on the reference there that, and I let her know it was your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, and she was struck by "with closets full!" exclamation point, as we read through Matthew 25 a bit yesterday. So she liked that. So anyhow, the World Series, I got to share this statistic with you. So the Dodgers are up 3-0. The Yankees won last night. They get a grand slam, so they stay alive. And this was a crazy stat this morning. This is the 25th World Series now that one of the teams has got a 3-0 lead. But last night, the Yankees forcing a fifth game. That's only the fourth time out of 25 has the team trailing 3-0 pushed a fifth game.
Huh.
And never, and the Yankees, they'll play tonight. The Yankees will try to force a sixth game. Never before has a team trailing 3-0 even got to a sixth game. So,
interesting.
Yes. Share that
I also
around.
Read that one of the players has hit a home run in six consecutive playoff games. It's the first time it's ever, or it's World Series games. Never happened before.
So, Freddie Freeman, all four, and he's got a bad ankle. The Dodgers first baseman, all four of these games at least, and maybe they're going back to some previous games, but all four of the games in, what is it now? It's 3-1, right? All four games of the series, and including he had a grand slam in the first game, so.
Interesting.
But I wasn't intending to talk baseball the whole time, so.
Sure.
One of the things, you know, the presidential race, but then so many other races. I feel bad for the other races, right? They so much of the attention, the oxygen in the room goes to the presidential race, like Senate and House and the state legislative races. I mean, those people are going, hey, we matter too, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important to acknowledge that, because while the president is certainly an important race, those local, state, and other federal elections have a lot of importance in terms of where we're headed as a country and as a state. And so it's important to say, hey, those other folks are there too.
Yeah, always. That's for sure. But I was just thinking about, you know, it's, I remember you and I, as we were a part of Fellowship Church in Chippewa Falls, and that church isn't going anymore. But there was a time, remember, our pastor there, Perry, we went through an exercise for quite a while where it was kind of pre-sermon, where they would show something and then get different people's reaction to show, kind of like the four Gospels. And I think we were going through a series of things that were in all four of the Gospels, but you can... people could see the same thing but have different reactions. Wow, isn't that the presidential election?
Absolutely. You know, I think that I had forgotten that we did that, but that is a great memory. And it was always interesting to be standing shoulder to shoulder with these people who I respect and have them see such different things than I did.
Right, right. So, anyhow, I was thinking of that because I'm also thinking of Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and there's been others, but there's like a picture in there that Stephen Covey used that if you look at it one way, you can see an old woman, but if you look at it another way, you could see a beautiful woman. It's a drawing.
Yep.
And there's been other examples of this in culture in even more recent years, but I think that too reminds me of because how else can you explain some people... it's just so divided, and I've been a close follower of presidential elections, really, I don't know, I remember back to 72, I don't remember the 68, but I mean 72, Nixon and McGovern, and so that's a while, and this is a unique one in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what you just said reminds me again why resorting to name-calling is not a great strategy relationally with our neighbors. And you know, and that seems to me, at least in the spaces I've been in, to be picking up recently the amount of name-calling and direct attack on not only on candidates, but on people, you know, our friends. And that's really unfortunate to me.
All right. Something election related to try to help us. Let me ask you to go to Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2, because this is one that I cite a fair amount as it pertains to not only leading up to the election, but afterwards. And I love these verses, Colossians 3, 1 and 2, if possible.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm there. It says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth.
And here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved. You say on those two verses, Christ has liberated you, and he is seated at my side. It is significant, beloved, that Jesus is sitting. It means that his saving work is complete. You cannot add anything to what he's already accomplished. Let that be a great comfort to you. Set your mind on his finished work. And I'll just kind of stand on that last line of yours. Set your mind on his finished work. Set your mind on things above, because down here below, it gets mighty confusing, you know?
Man, you know, that is a great reminder. I know that I can be prone to feeling anxious or hopeless in times, and to be reminded, you know, there's a greater plan at work here.
Amen.
You know, something much bigger than what is happening on November 5th and thereafter.
So, very good. Yeah. That is true. Thank you, friend. Appreciate
you
it. Have a good day. Our promise of the day, I thought I had that up here this morning. All right, well, hard to get good help these days. Yeah, it's at 365promises.com. Hebrews 12:28. I am giving you a kingdom that can never be shaken, that's so good it's worth repeating. I am giving you a kingdom that can never be shaken. I'll tell you what, that beats any birthday or Christmas present you ever got. Go check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got not one, but two terrific CDs we're trying to give away, and we've got kind of a unique question, Caleb.
We do indeed, and I'll let you recap it.
All right, yeah, so it has election-related, because for years I anchored election coverage here on WWIB and also had a talk show, and we would talk to various guests, not just from the political world, but they would have, the campaigns would have like a what's called a surrogate, somebody who would call. And so there was a famous celebrity we talked to one election year. We're asking, who was that celebrity? And we gave you some clues yesterday.
So what celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day? We're not telling you what year, but it was a past election day here on the air on WWIB. We told you yesterday, female celebrity.
Uh-huh.
So female celebrity. What celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day? It was a woman. Who could it be? 715-723-2555. We have brand new albums from Blessing Offer, called My Tribe, and Whosoever, the brand new project from Rend Collective. Both of those yours, if you can figure this out, at 715-723-2555. Guess famous people, famous ladies.
Yep.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, go ahead.
I guess Sarah Palin?
Was it
Sarah Palin?
Palin?
That's a good guess. The vice presidential nominee in 2008. Did we talk to her? That wasn't it. Sorry.
Not Sarah Palin. 715-723-2555. Call back. 715-723-2555. What celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day here on the air on WWIB? Guess some famous people. 715-723-2555 if you want a chance to win those brand new albums from Blessing Offer and Ren Collective. I've told you it's a female celebrity, but not Sarah Palin. Again, incorrect guesses yesterday before we gave you that clue. Reggie White, Mel Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, Dolly Parton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kelsey Grammer, Michael Tate, Dr. Dobson, Candace Cameron Bure, I think I'm saying that right now, or close to it, Bure, and Jeff Foxworthy were the incorrect guesses. Now Sarah Palin added to that as well. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Dave from Mondovi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Well, Michelle Obama.
Was it Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama. I'd love to interview her, but never have. Sorry, Dave.
Now the former first lady. Thank you, Dave. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Who could it have been? And again, this is a famous person, but we haven't told you what category, right? So it could be, again, from music, arts, politics, sports, etc. I mean, it could be all over the place, too. So who could it have been? What celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day? 715-723-2555. If you have a guess for a chance to win those brand new albums from Blessing Offer and Ren Collective, which are both fantastic. I would certainly like to own both of those myself, but we can't because we're giving them to you.
Yeah, both terrific. Absolutely. So 723-2555. Otherwise, we'll push it off to 745 and maybe drop another clue. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show on this second to last day of October Connect Month. And we've got two CDs on the line. Blessing Offers Latest, My Tribe, and Wren Collective's Terrific Whosoever.
The number to call, 715-723-2555. We're looking for the name of a famous person, a famous female person. What celebrity did Havo speak to on a past election day on his front page program here on WWIB?
Yeah, recorded an interview with her, interviewed her. We told you it's a her, and we're going to tell you now. The latest hint is it was the election of 2000. And so back in the day, we'd do the talk show. We'd have election coverage at night. And so this was memorable. It was noteworthy. We let you know yesterday there was an actor, Bradley Whitford, from West Wing we had talked to. But who's the other female celebrity that stands out in my mind 24 years later?
This is crazy that this was almost a quarter century ago. Doesn't time just fly?
You know what, though? When we mentioned Sarah Palin earlier, I'm like, oh, but I do remember talking to Reince Priebus on our show because that convention that year had been in Minnesota. So it's fun to test your memory, you know?
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB? Oh, well, they're calling
for
from
that.
Dial In and Hang Up Land.
Yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Johnny from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Johnny, go ahead. Who did Havo talk to 24 years ago?
Was it Patricia Heaton?
Oh, the actor from Everybody Loves Raymond. Okay, could that have been who we talked to? Sorry.
No, but buddy. Good guess. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call from Chippewa. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Again, this was the election year 2000. I think I remember things about hanging chads, dimpled chads, and things like that. And it was like, what are those?
Yep.
So, but yeah, before all of that,
You were 13, right?
Yes. Who did Havo talk to on front page? What famous female celebrity? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron from Colfax.
Hey, Ron.
What do you think?
Kathy Gifford.
Was it Kathy?
Kathy Lee Gifford. So many years doing that show with Regis. We played her music, actually, on the air, but no, sorry, it wasn't her.
Thank you, Ron. 715-723-2555. Phone lines are open for the next guest. Maybe that's you. 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. If we don't get it solved here, we have to push it off almost an hour.
Yeah.
Until after 8:45. So let's see if we can figure this out. Famous female celebrity that Havo talked to in the year 2000.
Yeah, I'll drop another hint. I mean, yeah, the caller, the surrogate that I talked to, the celebrity, female celebrity, I mean, she was a Gore supporter. That was the famous Bush-Gore election. Gore did win the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. So who was it?
Who was it? All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris from Plum City.
Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to take a wild guess here. I wasn't a listener back then. Would it have been Condoleezza Rice?
Would it have been Condoleezza Rice? Havel? 2000, is that who you talked to?
You guys are getting a wish list of people I'd love to interview. It was not Condi Rice, sorry.
Thank you for the call. And again, so we said this was 2000. This was someone who was supporting, what was it, former Vice President Al Gore in that election, too. Who was it? Who was it? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. Oh, I guess they don't still have a guess. 715-723-2555. We might have time for three more guesses here if folks want to give this a shot. Again, not one, but two albums could be yours. 715-723-2555. The new album from Wren Collective and the new album from Blessing Offer called My Tribe. We want to put both of those into your hands. Again, call 715-723-2555. If you want to give this a shot, we've said it's a female celebrity, Havel. We said it was back in the year 2000. It was someone who is a surrogate, as you mentioned, someone who is supporting Al Gore. So again, surrogate meaning, famous person who is kind of plugging on behalf of their preferred candidate.
Right. So anyhow, we will have another hint for you after 8:15 this morning here on WWIB.
Actually, it'd be after 8:45.
After 8:45,
yeah. Farmer John.
That's right.
So in the absence of another call, 715-723-2555, last call for a call. We will get back to the tune. Oh, know what? Somebody wants to give this a shot.
All
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Cadott.
Mary, what do you think?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Jane Fonda.
Was it Jane Fonda?
She's a noted left-wing political person that was not Jane Fonda. Never did talk to her.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate the guest. Well, it's the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you. WWIB, 16 past 8 o'clock, 72 degrees on the 30th of October. Keep being amazed by that. You'll also be amazed when you go to Govan's Farm in Menominee for fall fun because there is so, so much to do. And our friend Farmer John from Govan's joins us. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you with us. And we're coming up on the final weekend of Govan's. How's the turnout been so far? And of course, we're encouraging everyone to go for the first time or to go again if they've already been, because there's so much to do and see.
The turnout's been okay. And you've got, if you haven't made it, you've got one weekend left, Friday and Saturday.
And as I check out that Saturday forecast, it looks terrific and, you know, very fall-like. Sometimes we've had unseasonably warm weather, but a couple of things standing out to me. I think about this as family fun. I mean, you got the farm babies, 11 to 5 Saturday, and then those wagon rides as well from, 11 to 9 or so. And just those are both just, they just scream family.
They do. And bring the family out, dress the little kids up. We're going to have trick-or-treating here from 11 until the candy runs out. So you get one more chance to get those kids suited up, bring them on out, bring your used pumpkin, we'll throw it over the fence and the sheep will eat it.
There you go. And so again, the trick-or-treating's on Saturday, right? So you've got Friday and Saturday to enjoy Govan's. And what are some of the other activities? I mean, we've been talking about the paintball gallery. Has that been one of the more popular activities, the newest activity at Govan's this year?
That has been a popular activity, and as always, you know, you got a chance to shoot a pumpkin out of a giant pumpkin cannon. You can shoot some apples. Just tons of things to do out here.
Yeah, and I'm particularly thinking of the young people. I'm sure they love the pumpkin cannon, don't they?
You know, I've always thought that mothers love the pumpkin
okay.
cannon more than anybody else.
Really? Okay.
It's always been a favorite for parent or child-aged parents.
Okay.
Again, you've got the massive corn maze as well. Don't want to forget about the concessions and how many incredible concession items you have. But can I ask you, John, what's a comment, compliment that you've received this year or a previous year where you say, hey, this reminds me of why we do this, why we open up, again, a real working farm, why we open up our farm to the public a few times a year, and one of them is fall fun. Has there been something that said to you where it's, yes, this is why we do this?
To me, it's always the lambing barn. Since we added the lambing barn back in the fall, it's our favorite activity. I'm surprised the number of people that hadn't come in the fall, but now they're coming back because they get to see a glimpse of animals twice a year instead of once a year.
Yeah.
And again, as people do that, don't maybe even think beyond your family to 4-H clubs, youth groups, I mean, school groups. This is a, scouts groups. I mean, this is a chance to get out and do this with your group here.
It really is. Yes, it is. It's a chance we get. We get church groups here. We get 4-H clubs, FFA. Lots of youth groups are here.
And I think people don't realize sometimes just how many different activities. I mean, you can fill a day. Not only do you have the great concessions, so you can have your lunch and dinner there too, but again, with all of the different activities, we haven't even mentioned the giant slide yet. And because you've added the farm babies to all of the other fall fun activities, I mean, you truly can fill hours and hours. So young or old, but especially if you've got some littles that maybe could use the fresh air and use some time to get those wiggles out, my goodness, you can entertain the entire family, all ages, for the day.
Absolutely. And get them out while the sun's still shining, because this beautiful fall's not going to last forever. Winter's coming.
Well, make sure to enjoy it this weekend and get out there to Govan's. Thanks so much for talking to us, Farmer John.
Well, thank you for having me.
We appreciate you so much. Farmer John, Govan's Farm in Menominee. Find out more on Facebook or govansfarm.com. That's govansfarm.com. Again, final weekend, Friday and Saturday. So don't miss out on all the fall fun at Govan's. Again, govansfarm.com.
WWIB and a prayer request to pass your way here this morning. You may have heard about seven people injured in a western Wisconsin car crash a couple of nights ago. A semi lost control and hit two cars while exiting Highway 53 onto Highway 12. And it is the Tickey family from Renew Church in Eau Claire. We're learning from them. They were involved there. Don was injured and fortunately able to be discharged from the hospital, and Wyatt walked away with a few scratches. But Kelsey, the mom, going to have a long recovery journey ahead, they say, suffering significant injuries with a baby due in January. So Renew Church and Eau Claire is collecting support to help ease the stress of meals, supplies, and their recovery. But please pray for the Tickey family, particularly Kelsey and the baby, in this difficult time. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show one more time on a trivia question we started with yesterday. This is a homegrown question.
Yes, indeed. So this is someone that Havo talked to on Front Page. And again, it was a surrogate, right? So in elections, a lot of times popular people, celebrities, they call them surrogates, right? So they are kind of stumping maybe on election day or around election day for a specific candidate that they support. So we told you this is a female celebrity, a famous person, a famous female celebrity. And she was on the side of Al Gore because this was 2000 when you talked to her. So 24 years ago, you talked to this female celebrity on Front Page as she was supporting former Vice President Al Gore in that election that came down to Florida and dimpled hanging chads and all this stuff nearly a quarter century ago.
So. And so we are spreading it now, giving you another hint, and invite you to call for two CDs, both Ren Collective Whosoever and the new one from Blessing Offer, My Tribe, 723-2555. This individual, this female celebrity, has been a celebrity for more than 50 years.
So really, as long as the station's been around.
And she is still alive.
Yeah, 715-723-2555, longtime celebrity. Yeah. Who was it that Havo talked to? Again, it's a female. This was in the year 2000. Again, she was supporting former Vice President Gore. So, again, do with that information what you will. Longtime female celebrity, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Can we figure this out and get these CDs in your hands on a Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Well, hey, Linda, what do you think?
Aretha Franklin.
Was it Aretha Franklin? Hmm. Havo, is that who you talked to?
It was not Aretha.
Not Aretha Franklin. Okay. I want to start spelling out respect. Call us back, Linda. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. 24 years ago, the year 2000, Havo talked to this famous celebrity.
Linda tempts me to want to give another hint, so I'm trying to hold back here.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah. This celebrity, this female celebrity of more than 50 years, has something very importantly in common with Aretha Franklin in that she also is known as being a singer.
All right. 715-723-2555. Let's see who can figure this out first. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jeff Jeanette, and I'm from Rice Lake.
Hey, Jeff from Rice Lake. What do you think, friend?
Well, it's good to very young Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields.
Was it Brooke Shields back in 2000 that Havo talked to? Jeff?
No. Brooke's probably known more for acting than singing, I guess. I don't know that I've ever heard her sing, but thanks for the guess.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Go ahead.
I'm like, well, it's Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand. Yeah, could that have been her? Not Barbara, but a great guess.
Good guess. 715-723-2555.